The ultimate strategy to grow a knowledge business is to form alliances and partnerships with people who align with your values and your vision. And in this podcast, I want to break it down and tell you exactly how I have been able to do it. If you're able to crack this code, you will be able to reduce your customer acquisition costs, and you'll be able to also accelerate your growth much faster than ever. And in this podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you on how you can build alliances and partnerships to scale a coaching business and also to make it sustainable. Now, what I want to share with you is that partnerships can either make you or break you in your coaching business. And the first thing I want to share with all of you is that your reputation is at stake and it is on the line depending on who you partner with. Now, if your partnership is coming with, you're going to be doing a partnership with somebody just for the sake of making some extra money, and you come to know later that that particular person is not having the right values and ethics, that can fall flat and that can hit you back in a very big way. So you got to be very clear before you even get into a partnership whether you really want to do it with that particular person or not by understanding and evaluating that particular person. In other words, never make decisions just to make more money. Okay? Never make a decision just to make more money. It has to start, the partnership has to start with the focus on helping others win. Never start a partnership with a profit-focused mindset. Rather, it should be an impact-focused mindset for it to make it sustainable. And the best person to do business with is ideally somebody that you do not have to have sign a contract with. I mean, it's all about the trust, right? This I learned from my mentor, Surain, and who's the founder of Success Gyan. He said the best person that he likes to do business with is somebody that he does not have to sign a contract with. And that was a bulb on for me, because if you have that kind of a trust with somebody, that's the ideal person. But if you're going to do NDAs and the beginning itself, you start off like that, that means there is no trust right in the beginning itself. So before you build an alliance or a partner in a coaching business, you got to first understand that person and trust the other person. It should be mutual, because trust is the currency. So having said that, I'm going to give you the 10 ways on how you can do this. First step is you got to define your own value system. What do you stand for? What you don't stand for? What are you? What is your vision? What are you aiming towards? So when you get clarity in your own value system, you will be able to see if your potential partner has a similar value system or not, because only when you match in values will you be able to truly make a difference in that partnership. The second step is that you got to develop your product to an extent that your customers are getting damn good results, especially in a coaching business, if you're building communities. If your students are getting very good results and the customer experience is really good, then it becomes a very good selling point for your potential partner to promote you. Because let's say if a partner promotes you and if they get a lot of negative feedback saying that, oh, the person that you referred me is not really up to the mark, it's going to look bad on his side or her side, right? So before you get into any partnership, make sure that your house is in order and develop your product to an extent that your customers are getting great results. Step number three, while growing your influence, identify potential partners you can sync with. Now, as you're building a product, as you're gaining customers, you will start to observe that there are some micro influencers or mega influencers that you could potentially partner with and you can sync up with, and start to make a list of their names and start to do a research on them, on exactly who they are, what are they doing, and things like that. And not everybody will want to partner with you, but for you to even go into a partnership, you need to be at a particular influence level. Okay, unless you're in the Internet Lifestyle Hub and you're a part of my Diamond membership and I'm facilitating collaborations and stuff, it's going to be very hard for you to find partners on your own, because out there, everybody is busy doing their own thing. Step number four is start a partner program first, but only open it up to your premium customers, not to everybody. So let's say you have a low ticket product and a high ticket product. Open the partner program only to your high ticket members. Like for example, in my Diamond membership, if you want to know more about that, there's a link in the description. Please go and check out be there for my next Diamond Showcase. I'll tell you more about it, where I give 35% commissions to my Diamond members who are referring me to their family, friends, and their other groups. So I've started my partner program only for my level 3 customers, which are my Diamond members. And when you do that, when you open it up only to your premium customers, what will happen is you'll be able to closely work with them and they'll be able to get you quality leads and quality referrals. Not just some junk leads and some random stuff that's happening. So that's step number four. Step number five is then look at influencers and other experts who have a big influence, who match with your vision and values, and start opening up conversations with them. For example, right from the beginning, I'm a student of Success Gyan, and I've partnered with Success Gyan, Internet Lifestyle Hub and Success Gyan. We work on multiple projects together. Yeah, I've also partnered with my mentor, Blessing, or Training Academy, and three of us have been doing multiple events together. And recently, I've also partnered with Tag Mango, and I've had many other vendors and partners that I keep referring people to, and we have a very good arrangement in terms of a referral model or an affiliate model or a revenue share model or a commission based model. And I have set this up strategically over the last 5 years after looking at people who align in values and vision. Step number six is, when you are going to be getting into a partnership or alliance, always think win-win-win. That means first is the student or the customer needs to win. Second, your partner needs to win. And third, you need to win. Okay. So when you are designing a whole initiative for partnerships, don't think about you winning first. Rather, think about how the end user can win first. And then the second is where your partner can win. And then you should automatically win. That's how actually I've designed even my partner programs. And even I'm working with Tag Mango and many others. I'm always thinking about my customers first. And then I'm thinking about the partner. And finally, I'm thinking about myself. Okay. So if you're able to keep this as your metric or your benchmark or your guidance, your factor, you'll be able to much better carry forward the partnership. Step number seven is, form deeper alliances with other ecosystems. Now, what do I mean by an ecosystem? An ecosystem is something that is a well-oiled machine that is running and that is providing results for a very long time. For example, I have bridged my entire community along with Success Gyan, because Success Gyan is an ecosystem. Blessing Training Academy is an ecosystem where my mentor Blair he's training and he's got his own process. And the three of these ecosystems are kind of fused in whatever we are doing. So people who come into Inter Lifestyle Hub, they go to Millennium Mind Intensive and they go through all the Success Gyan events and other trainers. And they also go through Blair Singer's BSTA certification, Gold certification, Diamond certification, and Trainer Mastery program, many other programs. And they're also part of my Diamond membership. So this combination of these three is what creates that magic. And we are very complementary in what is happening. And it's a mutual, there's a mutual benefit for each other. And same with Tag Mango also. Tag Mango is a technology platform wing that I'm closely associated with, where I'm helping them build their product for my users, for my students. And they're also benefiting where I'm referring more users to them. And I'm also benefiting because people who use their product are able to get faster results than trying things by using other tools. So that is step number seven. Now, step number eight is, once you have identified these partners, define the roles and goals with your partners. And this is what I've done even with every partner, whether it's Success Gyan or BSTA or Tag Mango or the three names I'm just sharing, but I have many other people that I work with. I make it clear that, okay, we are, for this quarter or this year, we want to hit these numbers, and how we're going to be helping each other. And that's what takes the game to a whole different level. Step number nine is very important. Keep all your accounting pristine clean with a monthly netting of your revenues or the payouts or whatever that needs to happen. For me, the first week of every month, I have a process where I look at what is due from me to my partner, what is due from my partner to me. We just net it out, and whatever is the difference, we just clear out the invoices and just make sure that it's a seamless process. And finally, step number 10 is, grow your partnership with a long-term mindset and make it into a seamless process that runs like clockwork. Okay, make sure that you're open to feedback so that each of your partners can help you improve. You can also share details with your partners on how they can improve. And this mutual kind of collaborative mindset is what's going to help take the partnership forward. So I hope you got all the 10 points. Now, if you're already a part of the Internet Lifestyle Hub, I would highly recommend that you upgrade to Diamond and to learn how I actually run my partner program, because I have a course that is dedicated called Freedom Partner Academy. There are many people out there in the market who are launching like affiliate programs or multi-level programs, and it really is messing up the entire market where people are not able to do it the right way. And I will teach you how to do the right way by incorporating value system, code of honor, and multiple other things. Okay. So if you're already in the community, please attend my Diamond. If you're not in my community, go to internetlifestylehub.com and join my community or attend my next webinar to make it happen. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I'm currently on day number 27 of my 90-day challenge, and I'm so glad I've been able to go consistently on this, and I hope I can finish all the 90 days. So subscribe to my podcast on Apple and Spotify, and catch you in the next episode.